Hi guys, and welcome to Neat Studies, our oasis for everyone. Today I have incredible news, as I was really honoured to interview Christy about her story about her body, and it was a fantastic interview. It was really, really interesting to see and get to know her story and how she feels now about her new body. The recording is made with a different recorder, so please apologize about that. Here and there, sometimes you have technical issues, and that's okay. And yeah, I hope you will have as much fun as I had listening to her story. And if you would like to get in contact with her or with me later as well, please do. I will put all the show notes and everyone she mentioned down at the show notes, so you will always be able to get back and get more information as well. And of course, as always, if you have any comments or any feelings you would like to share, it would be fantastic to hear those. Please let me a comment on Instagram or send me a DM or an email or wherever you would like to contact me. That would be great. And just something of note as well, please stay tuned. I am planning to do monthly workshops from next month onwards, and I'm just finding venues now or evaluating venues. So please stay tuned, and if there are any more topics you would like to listen to more, or if you yourself have a story you would like to share, please contact me. That would be incredible. And for no further ado, I am letting you now listen to our interview with Christy, and have a fantastic day. And I am just a small note, I am sitting now on my desk, the sun is shining into my room. It is very cold outside, but the sun is shining fantastically, and I feel really happy and blessed. Thank you so much, and speak to you soon. Warm hugs, Steph.
Big breasts, and by the time I was 14, I had like a double D, and I was just like super uncomfortable, and I grew up just kind of having this need to like conceal my chest because I always felt very like sexualized, especially at like a young age, and so I just kind of grew up with a very uncomfortable feeling when looking at my body, and like it took a lot for me to feel comfortable, and I was never always like, I was never fully comfortable even when I like tried my best to like accept it. Just because like you have an idealistic view of like how you're supposed to look because of like, Instagram, and I was on Tumblr a lot as a kid, and you'd see models and I'm like, oh, how are they wearing like no bras, like what's that like, you know? So yeah, just it was so weird to go shopping as well, you know, like not being able to wear what I wanted to or like settle for something else, or like if what I liked fit, it still didn't look how I envisioned it would look. So it was always something I had to adapt to. It was just because my boot, because I have a very small frame, except for like my boots like literally went down to my belly button, like. And I'm usually, like, now that after I got my breast reduction, I'm a size small versus, like, when I had giant boobs, I was an extra large. And then, you know, small everywhere else. So it was, like, such a weird combination. Like, nothing ever fit. Could never find a bathing suit, you know, could never find bras. And if I did, I would have to spend a lot of money on it. So I'd have, like, one that fits and then grow out of it, because my body was also constantly fluctuating, like, you know, winter time you eat a lot of cookies,
yeah,
boobs get bigger, everything gets bigger. And then, you know, summertime is smaller, and it's just like, I would resort to sports bras quite often and just squish them in as much as I could to wear things that I wanted to wear. And still it would look a little awkward, but, you know, I guess just went with the flow.
So how was it for you being 14 and having those breasts?
It was really, I feel like it was very alienating in a way. There'd be, like, in my school, there was, like, maybe one other girl who had, like, bigger boobs. And I just felt, like, very, like, looked at differently, especially by men and, like, older men. And it made me very uncomfortable, like, at a young age, just to be seen for, like, you just see that immediately because it's such a, like, it sticks out like a sore thumb almost, you know? So it was a little bit, it was difficult, but, you know, my mom always, like, she's obviously, I grew up around other women who looked the same, and my mom's always loved her boobs, so the way she loved them kind of made me try my best to, like, feel the same way. But I think in her generation, you know, they grow up, she grew up with that kind of being, like, the it thing to have, in a way, and, like, now, in this day and age, it's all about, like, you want to be voluptuous everywhere. So, and then I was, like, when I was 14, it was, like, an awkward phase between, like, that was, like, when, like, having a thigh gap was, like, the most desired thing, or, like, just to be, like, super, super small. And then, again, being on Tumblr is, like, all I would see is women with, like, really small figures, and there's not enough representation, you know? So I think just not seeing enough of, like, women can look in so many different ways, and it just, it made me feel super different and, like, super, I don't know, I just wished my body looked different, like, for a lot of my life.
Yeah.
I don't know how to elaborate on that one. Yeah, just not seeing enough representation for different body types made me have this idea in my head where it's like, this is what, it's better to look this way, and that I will never look that way, so I just, like, you know, you accept what you have and move on. And that's a part of growing, I think. It's just, like, accepting yourself and, like, finding ways to make yourself feel better, like, in what you wear and things like that. And I would always wear, like, baggy clothes, you know, to hide it, or I always would, like, use this term when I became more comfortable. I would always say they're, like, porn star titties, like, actually. So, like, when I looked at it, I was like, you know what? Eventually, I had this idea that it was, like, something that not a lot of people were able to have. Because some people were like, I wish I had that. And I'm like, well, I wish I had yours. So it's like, you know, the grass is always greener at the end of the day. Once I got out of high school, that's when I really started to be like, you know what? It's an okay feature that I have. But I never fully, like, genuinely enjoyed it. I've always had, like, a dream to just, like, wear a top and not have to wear a bra. Like, that was the most, that was, like, heaven to me. Or what's it like to wear a bathing suit that fits? I've always wanted to look proportionate, really. When I was 16, I started thinking about getting a breast reduction, and the idea of it was really, really terrifying. And they told me that I wouldn't be able to do it anyways until my body was, like, fully developed. So I had a few years to, like, think it over, and I was, like, debating, like, back and forth. And it took a while for me to come to the decision that I came to. Any other questions? I feel like I'm going on a weird tangent every time you ask me a question. I'm like, oh. Yeah, like, I'm glad I waited till I was the age that I was at. I was 21 when I got it done, and I was so fortunate to, you know, have the healthcare advantage that I do in Canada, like, where it's, like, my doctor is super kind. She was the best GP I've ever had. I've been through a few, and she totally understood. Like, she also had, like, larger breasts, so she was like, yeah, you have back problems, let's get you in there, here's a referral. And I got it done very quickly, and, you know, the things that they told me were a bit concerning. Like, number one, my concern was cosmetic, and it was the scars, because I was like, you know what, this is gonna have to be on my body forever. I was kind of just weighing out, like, what's aesthetically, like, what do I want, you know, like, do I want to go on in pain or like have scars on my body, and I chose the scars because I just feel so much better, and I'm like glad that I did it. And there's also options, like you can get the scars removed as well. You know, that was really the biggest thing for me, because it is something like you need to accept, like it's a big thing that's there for forever, you know. I've never really had scars on my body, so I've never had to look at them before, if you know what I mean. So it was like, it was something that I needed to accept first and foremost before getting it, realize that that's gonna be there forever.
What was the last stroke for you to say, okay, yes, I will have my surgery?
I think before, when I was telling you, you know, I was always kind of uncomfortable, and I've always been debating it, and the idea of it was very, like, but it was really just, like, the more, like, my posture kind of caused my breast to sag a bit more, and I was like, I am 18 years old, and my like, nipples are facing the floor. Like, I don't know about this, and it's not because the breasts are shaped the way they are. It's just because of the pressure. I mean, it is genetics as well, but, like, the pressure just caused them to, like, sag so much, and I was like, this is just, like, terrible. Like, I was super insecure about it, like, not only their size, but just the way they looked and everything. And then I looked into the surgery, and there's so many, I just kind of weighed out the pros and cons, you know? So it's like, okay, a con was scars, but a pro was like, my nipples will be facing the sky, and they'll be proportionate, and it'll look a lot more natural, or at least, like, my idea of natural, you know? Because I was able to work a bit with the surgeon, and, like, tell him what I wanted, and he offered me a lot of valuable advice. Like, he said, don't go too small. Like, there's two options. It's, like, to go as small as you can or proportionate. And proportionate was, like, it was such a beautiful word to me. I was like, yes, please, that's exactly what I want. So, yeah, he showed me, it was a three-step process. I went in, he talked to me about it, he told me this is what's gonna happen. Like, so first of all, you might not be able to breastfeed, scarring. Sometimes things go wrong, like, you know, if you don't take care of the scars properly, like, you can't smoke, and everyone heals differently. So he's just kind of walking me through, like, what happens, like, before and after and all that. So once he drew on, like, how they would look, I was really just convinced after that. I was like, yes. So I waited until they called me in for the actual surgery, because I was on the cancellation list, which was amazing, because they got me in 2 months after my consultation, when I think most places the waiting list is about a year or 2 years. So, yeah, I was like, whenever, like, just let me know. I will come from wherever I am, and I'll get this done. So, yeah, the last straw would have just been, like, me feeling like I don't want this weight anymore. You know, there is a way to get out of this feeling that I've felt for so long. I know it is. It seems. Now, like, such an easy decision, but it's, like, a surgery is a scary thing, and, a breast reduction surgery is a lot different from, like, an augmentation when they make them bigger, because they literally, like, remove your nipple and, like, cut, just a different shape, because they need to take out the tissue in certain places and then make sure it heals properly, so it is, like, a very intense surgery. Healing it was really good. 2 days where I felt like I just needed to rest, because it was quite painful. I felt like someone just beat me up and kicked me all around. But you just take a couple aspirins and you're okay. And I got back to normal within the first week. Like, I started going back to work a week and a half after. You just aren't allowed to lift anything just because of the scars. But I had to keep the wrap on for 2.5 weeks. And then I went back in, and then the doctor checks it out, and, you know, he gives you the clear, and you can start, like, washing it again once the stitches have closed. So the process of healing was not too bad. I think it was just, like, making sure that the scars heal properly was my main concern, because if anything went wrong, like an infection or a tear, it could have made it a lot worse than it was. So, and I'd watched many YouTube videos about like horror stories or like great things that happened, and it was the best, like, happiest experience ever.
Yeah.
So it's nice that I feel very privileged to have like a very in the middle, not too many problems, and it just went very smoothly.
Yeah, I think when we talked the last time, you mentioned YouTube and how those women were there and actually
kind of inspired me. I forgot about that. Yeah, I was watching. I did a lot of research beforehand, and I just wanted to. That's kind of how I process things. It's like I to the highest extent, will like find everything out and like every possible outcome that could happen, and just like have a full knowledge of like what's gonna happen. So when I went on YouTube, I stumbled across a girl from my high school who did it, and she was actually in London, and she did it under the NHS, and she had a great experience. And I feel like because I knew her in high school, it kind of related to me a bit more, and I was like, well, she did always have big boobs like me, because there was only a few in my school, and I was like, oh, she did that. Yeah. And the way she talked about it, like, she was just so happy. She was also a very small girl, like, with larger breasts, so I related to her a bit more, and her experience just was so great, and the way she, like, showed the process, like, before, after, and during, it was very, like, encouraging, because she was like, yeah, it's great, like, I'll do it again and again. And I was like, okay, I guess if she's feeling like that, I might feel like that too. But I watched countless videos, like, from one girl who had, they do it differently depending on where you are. Like, in the US, it's different from how it is in Canada or the UK, like, depending on the surgeon, or if you do it under private surgeon or public. So, yeah, this one, I mean, just finding out exactly how it went through other people's experiences, like, really reassured me.
Yeah.
And it made me feel a lot more comfortable with my decision, like, that there were other people doing the same thing or feeling the same way, you know? I think that's the beauty of the internet. You could just connect with lots of people and share experiences.
And how do you feel now?
I feel amazing. I would do it again. I understand their feeling when they're like, I would go through it again. And I've, like, told so many people that it's, like, the best decision I've made, for sure, in my early years, my early 20s. Yeah, it's honestly helped me so much, like, with my self-confidence, you know? I do, in some ways, like, I look back and I kind of miss it, because at one point I think I thought of my breasts as, like, a standout feature, like, in some way, you know? It kind of, like, made me a bit more unique, but I would not go back to it. Because it really, at the end of the day, like, after literally having a weight lifted off my shoulders, I feel like there's no way that I would ever want that back. And, I just feel, like, more comfortable. Like, I can stand up straight. I've never ever been able to really stand up straight and stay, like, shoulders back.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. And I've grown an inch too. I told you I literally grew an inch. Clothes fit me. Things look different. Just gives me the confidence to, like, go outside and, like, you know, actually have my head held high because I can lift my shoulders back.
Yeah.
And I've played sports my whole life, so I think all my pain is, like, accumulated from being young and having a very heavy chest, or just, like, walking around, or, like, having a backpack with, like, 12 books in it in high school and elementary school, and just super tense from all that, and no amount of physiotherapy and massages really, like, would relieve the pain, just because it was just so heavy, and, you know, it's hard to keep your posture correct because there's such a weight, you, like, forget, or, you know.
Yeah.
But my back pain has almost completely subsided. I do occasionally get, you know, shoulder pain, but I think that's more so for from like bras or just maybe the way I'm standing or my shoes. But for the most part, I feel great. I feel amazing. I don't feel the back pain that I had before, which is so nice. And it's changed the way I feel as a whole.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm really happy about it.
Yeah. I just remembered that one story you taught me about playing sport.
Oh, yeah.
And the sports bras.
Yeah, I would wear 3 sports bras. Depending on the day, like, how much I had to do, like, running-wise, I would wear layers and layers of sports bras just to kind of squish them in. There's been times where I've ran and, like, my boobs actually hit me in the face. So it's something, like, you need to constrict to be able to run. I'm probably faster now without it, to be honest with you. But it was always kind of uncomfortable because you'd feel like it was like a ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom every time you move, you know? And I never really would go to the gym. I wasn't able to do too much running outside of, like, the sports because it was so much effort to do it, you know? The other girls as well, it was, like, the secret between, like, the larger breasts. We would wear, like, we would strap them down with, like, 4 sports bras. And still, it would still, like, kind of distract me from playing sports. And once I had the surgery done, I started going to the gym, and it was so much easier to work out. I was a lot more motivated to work out and just take care of myself. It just kind of gave me a new outlook for, like, self-care and exercise as well. So I feel a lot more healthier, and I feel a lot more positive about exercise, because I used to just resent it.
Yeah.
I did not like it. I didn't think anything would, you know. My number one issue was, like, just, like, not being able to make my boobs smaller, even through exercise, because everyone was like, yeah, just work out, it'll leave you. But no, it is, I inherited those. They don't leave you right away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, and every breast are different as well.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. It all depends on genetics, you know. Yeah.
And also if you have denser versus fattier breasts.
Totally.
You lose weight.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people lose weight on breasts and some people don't.
Yes, exactly. I was never one to lose weight in my breasts.
Do you have any advice for younger kids or teenagers who are in the situation and either feel not being right or feeling mocked by other kids or just feeling being placed in the center without them willing to be there?
Yeah. I kind of felt like a pressure to like hide my body from other kids just because I didn't want to get teased or seen in a different way, or, you know, like the guys look at you differently and just everyone looks at you differently. And I knew a girl actually who got her breasts done like very early, and I always was like, I want to do that too, but the best thing you can do is wait and think about it as much as you can. Like, give yourself the time you need to grow and like have your body fully developed. Like, as uncomfortable as it may be, like, just wait until you're completely developed and like it's a good time for you to do that, because that's plenty of time to think and grow and learn about yourself, because the best way to get through it is just to fake it till you make it. And then once you're there, you can make a decision in a place where you're ready to make the decision, and you're like, you've had plenty of time to go over it and weigh it out and do your research. But there's a lot of people who feel the same way. And a lot of people go through different things with their body and feel like, you know, some people have big, big butts, but that's a very healthy thing. And at the moment, it's the it thing to have, as well as breasts as well. So, I mean, I'm sure, like, the generation right now going through high school, they're feeling a lot different about being voluptuous and having all the curves. And I think that's great, honestly. You know, like, looking at, like, curves is such a beautiful thing to have. It's a great, like, I mean, all bodies are beautiful, but like to have the spotlight on something that hasn't really had a spotlight since, you know, back in the 60s, it's nice. It's nice to see that as something you know, that is talked about, because, like, you know, like, for example, like, Lizzo, like, someone who is plus size, like, doing her thing and being commended for it, you know, I'm sure she also experiences a lot of flack, but she still does her thing, and she's successful, and she's doing what she loves, and it's so nice to see representation, like, not only for people who are plus size, but also people who are, like, POC, and just expressing themselves,
yeah,
and being their truest self, and not feeling bad, or, you know, just doing their thing. It's so cool to have that, because when I was in high school, that wasn't a thing. Like, there was nobody, there's always that idealist, like, view, the Eurocentric, like, way of looking,
yeah,
you know, and it does change all the time, like, in the 60s, for example, like, Marilyn Monroe, like, she was more curvy, and everyone loved it.
Yeah.
But then it changes through time, so, like, I think we just need to have representation from all angles and all perspectives, because being able, like, everyone looks differently, and you need to be able to be like, this is okay, this is all right, and, like, people look like this, people look like that, and it just helps, like, feeling like you're not alone.
Yeah.
In any way, you know? And I can only speak on my experience, personally, so that's why when I talk about, like, seeing, like, bigger women, because I always categorize myself as, like, bigger, just because I saw that, like, through my breasts, even though, looking back, I wasn't,
yeah.
But I just always, like, felt like I kind of connected more to that, because I was never super fit or whatever. Also, thinking about it, like, when I was younger as well, like, I hung out with some very, like, fit people, and I always felt, like, very alienated from that, because they were so different from me. And I was like, well, I guess, like, how I look isn't right, because that's what society is telling me to look like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that, I just always felt disconnect to that. And then seeing it on the internet, like, more and more and more, and, like, you know, trends that happen, and you're like, I could never have this trend.
Yeah.
Because it's not physically possible. But no one tells you that. No one lets you know, like, these girls are getting injections, or these girls are doing this, or, like, that's actually Photoshop. It's crazy. It's crazy how much the reality differs from social media. That's why I feel like it's also important to monitor what you're looking at as well. Like, the day that I deleted my Tumblr was a great day. And you are forced to, look at things regardless, but just turning your phone off, or, you know, finding a thread that's uplifting or makes you, like, focuses on something that makes you happy. Because body positivity is the most important thing, I think, for women. You know, just learning to love yourself regardless of how you look. And if you want to change something, that's okay too, you know? Like, you can work with it. Just do your best to stop wanting something you don't have and accept what you do have. And if you need to fix something to feel better, then, you know what, that's okay too. Coming to terms with yourself is such a difficult process, but, like, once you finally do it, it's such a nice feeling. I go through so many different phases where I'm like, oh, I love the way I look, or I'm like, oh my god, I can't go outside, you know? It might be my, like, mental stability, but, like, it just, it's constantly changing, and it is also has to do with what I'm seeing or what I'm consuming, like, through the internet, through, like, day-to-day, like, walking around. Because you always compare yourself.
Mm.
Always. And that's just, like, kind of how I was brought up, like, seeing things on the internet, especially you compare yourself, like, just regardless. But it's so much easier said than done to not do that. See how many people are living their best life, or at least maybe even pretending to live their best life and enjoy the way they look. Like, it's uplifting for other people. Seeing other women, like, uplift each other is so nice and refreshing. Like, that whole community, like, there is a community for breast reductions, and finding that was so nice for me, and it just changed my whole perspective on it. Like, a few of them I just followed on Instagram just to see, like, how their scars are progressing, and it's, yeah. I forgot, there was this one girl on Instagram, she's really cool, her name's Ugly Worldwide, and she's a model, so she got her breast reduction, and she was like posting about it like here and there, and I think her journey like was another one that I was like, whoa, this is super interesting, because you would have never thought like that she felt that way about herself, because she was she's an Instagram model, you know, and but for her to be able to model, like, she needed to have a certain size as well, because she couldn't fit into, like, same problem, like, she couldn't fit into the clothes, or, like, they'd have to mold it to her, and it just didn't look the way that they want, so she would lose jobs and stuff. It was kind of sad, but, you know, it was also ultimately something that she wanted to be done, and now she's walking down runways and, like, doing her thing, and she's very proportionate now. And happy with herself, and that seeing that and seeing her journey was also very encouraging. And I would like go on her Instagram and I would like see like how her scars look, because that was one of the most important things to me. And I was like, okay, like it's fading, and scars do fade, and that's a fact. But it's just the process of waiting for it to fade was like, I'm still like, I looked in the mirror today and I was like, I'm okay with that, you know. Just telling myself that it was okay was like a bit challenging, but you have to do it. I was like, it'll grow, it'll heal, it'll get better, and worst comes to worst, I can fix it somehow. Yeah. It's a personal battle. An inside job, we'll say.
What do you think helps you with that inside job?
Just trying to change my mentality, the way I see myself. And a lot of that came with, I stopped comparing myself to others and realizing that I am a very unique individual, and I have my own things, and my journey is different from everyone's, and everyone's journey is different, and the process is very unique, you know, for everyone. But like, I have good days, I have bad days. But I just, for me, now that I've kind of passed the whole like surgery, and it's a year later, and I'm feeling great, I just don't think about it, because the scars are so minuscule to how I feel, you know. Like, I was looking at my scars, like I said, but then I put on a top, and I was like, yeah, I don't even need to look at them, so, you know, like, just kind of, until I feel super comfortable, that's how I process things, is I kind of ignore it until I'm, like, really accepting of the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Or it's, at least that's how I'm dealing with it now. Who knows? It might change later. But there are things that I could be doing also that I haven't been doing. Like, there are, like, you have to massage the tissue and put oils on and make sure it's moisturized. But then again, I mean, I never knew how I scarred, because I haven't had any scars before. So I'm just kind of waiting to see how the process goes. But just trying to change my mindset. Like, if I have a bad thought, I'm like, you know what, it'll get better. Like, just giving myself like an optimistic spin on things is such a helpful little tidbit that I've been doing to get through it.
Yeah,
it really, like, honestly, looking at it in hindsight, it's such a small thing. Like, the process was like so much more than just the scars, you know. I feel like I've become a new person, you know, and I've been given the confidence that I've never had before, which is such a cool thing. And a lot of my friends have said also, they're like, you're a new person. Like, the way you carry yourself is so different, and the way you go about things, like, your demeanor is just different. So it's crazy how something like that can just change the way you are. Like, I am so happy I've done that for myself. And I did it for me, number one, not because I think I'm supposed to look a certain way, just because I think this was right for me and in my journey. I needed it, and I'm so happy I did it. And yeah, I've been trying to convince my mom as well to do it. She loves her titties. So I don't think she'll be doing that anytime soon. But that's okay, you know, that's her thing. I just think for, you know, if you are actually having like a lot of physical issues, like back pain, it could help you a lot. No disrespect to anyone who loves their big boobs, because I did it at some points. I did love it, and it was great, and it makes you unique, and it makes you who you are. But if you feel the way that I felt, I would definitely recommend it.
How big were your boobs before the surgery?
Do you remember? Goodness. Yeah, they were like, I don't remember remember the actual size because I never had bras that fit, so I'm not sure. And like I said, they kept fluctuating, but I think at their biggest, they were probably, there was one store in Canada that provided bras for larger breasts, and it's called Change, and they used European sizes. So that was a European size, so it was an I or an H. Not a J, it was an I or an H. Yeah, it's one of the biggest sizes, so again, I only had a few to choose from, even in those sizes. But they were uncomfortably large for myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And thinking about it, so you have the average size in UK or America as a double D.
That's the largest, yeah.
And that's the largest already in stores.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think from A to double D, it's like A, B, C, D, double D, so there are five sizes up from A to double D.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are from H to I, it's again five sizes up. Just to give you like a picture of how big breasts can be.
Yeah. And also, that's the size that they were using in that store is different from other stores as well. Like, an H could be something different in Victoria's Secret. Or not even, and it wouldn't even be like the equivalent, but I mean, I'm talking like their biggest size, boob spilling, but kind of fits.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone has different fit as well. Yeah, kind of uses different grid ration.
Yeah, totally. I forgot, you know, one of my friends, when I got out of high school, I actually met people who had similar body shapes to me, like my friend Annika. And we would always, we had the same size, so it just, like, together we would just be like the big titties and we'd walk around. And I would listen to more, like, female music, like, female rappers, something that empowered me completely and has helped me a lot in my last 4 years or so. And it would always talk about, like, big boobs and big butts, and it's like, I mean, some people look at it as, like, objectifying. And I would have used to, but now I'm like, yes, embrace it. Like, it's all just self-love, really, at the end of the day. So my friend and I, we would, like, we would go to the club and we'd just, like, just shake our boobs, like, all the time. Just kind of embracing it as much as we were both feeling uncomfortable. Like, we would just put on, like, this facade and go out and have fun. And, like, eventually you just kind of believe that you're enjoying, like, having this attribute, you know? That was another way I would deal with it, was faking it till I made it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thinking back also is like, it's funny. Because if I hadn't met that friend, I think I would have also felt a bit more, like, secluded. Because, I mean, it is like the people you surround yourself with is like, it changes the way you view yourself as well. Because you look at your friend and you're like, oh, I want what she has, or like, da 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 da. You know? So, like, being around someone who, like, looks the same is such an interesting feeling that I'd never had till I got out of high school and, like, started meeting different types of people, like, from all walks of life. So it was really cool to, like, relate to someone like that who actually had, like, a very small frame, like, larger breasts. Like, it was so rare for me to, like, see that, because you don't see it anywhere, really. Or for me, I mean, I just didn't see it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think she helped me really kind of accept myself, because I didn't feel alone anymore, and when I would go out, I would have this other girl beside me that looks like the same, and we're like, yeah, we have big boobs, it's cool, whatever. I forgot about that. Yeah. My friends helped me a lot through it, too. Like, I told them all I was gonna get the surgery, and my friend with the big boobs as well, she was like, let me know how it goes. But she's still rocking it. She still feels, like, that's why I would encourage people to really, really make sure it's something they want to do, because she is someone who just, like, she just loves the way she looks, and she's just gonna stay like that as long as she wants to. And I'm like, that's totally cool. Like, I respect your journey. Like, you do what you gotta do. But I'm saying, if you ever need to get it done, it's an option, and it's helped me a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it totally depends on you. For me, it was the best decision I've ever made.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Of course.
Because I think that can be quite liberating for everyone else around who struggle with. It's not about just the big boobs, but
no,
having something.
Body image. It was body image. It wasn't just the the boobs. It was just my overall, like, view of myself and the way that, like, I would compare myself to unrealistic things and just feel like this is how I should look or this is how I should be, you know? And I think that also has to do with, in North America, is like a high school thing where it's like you have like popular girls who look the way that like kids do in, or people do in the magazines, you know? You just compare yourself, you're like, this is how I want to look or this is how I should look. And then later on you're like, wait a second, like, this is a big world, there's lots of people in it, like, it's not just this immediate circle that I'm forced to be in every day. I'm glad I found people who were feeling the same way that I was. It's so much more comforting. I really forgot about that part. That was a great part that I, my friend. To conclude it, I feel great. I'm happy. And I have a new outlook on life. And I'm ready to take on new things. And I've gained a confidence that I've never thought I would ever be able to attain. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Feeling great.